Chairman, Ranking Member Corker, members of the committee, it's an honor to appear before you today as President Obama's nominee to serve as the next United States Ambassador to the People's Republic of China.
That's Senator Max Baucus speaking today at a Senate Foreign Relations Committee hearing on his appointment to be the next U.S. Ambassador to China. Good evening. I'm Connor Valentine.
And I'm Madeline Beck.
And that's our top story tonight on Montana Evening Edition. News Director Sally Mock was at the Baucus confirmation hearing in Washington, D.C. this morning. Reporter Edward O'Brien spoke with her this afternoon about how it went.
Sally, first of all, where was the hearing held and who was there?
Well, Ed, it began about 10 o'clock this morning in the Senate Foreign Relations Committee hearing room in the Dirksen Senate building near the Capitol. And the room was packed with press and Baucus supporters. And what was interesting here were the number of Chinese media who were there, as well as American reporters, of course.
So then what was the atmosphere in the room like?
I describe it as businesslike but friendly. Senator Baucus entered the room smiling and shaking hands with committee members. Committee Chairman Senator Bob Menendez opened the hearing by reminding Senator Baucus just how challenging this position is.
The key challenge you will face as ambassador, should you be confirmed, and I am sure you will be confirmed, is how to recognize the strategic and economic realities unfolding with the rise of China. You'll play an integral role in reconceptualizing the problems we face and how to turn them into opportunities.
And then, Ed, Senator Bob Corker bluntly spelled out how he thinks most Americans view China.
You know, many Americans today wonder whether China is friend or foe, and candidly, you're going to have a big impact on how that outcome emerges.
And, Ed, I think that's probably true, that many Americans don't know quite what to think of China today.
So, Sally, when Senator Baucus spoke, did anyone introduce him?
Yes, Senator Tester did. That's Senator John Tester, our junior senator. And he began by saying that Senator Baucus is a, quote, legend in Montana and in the Senate, and that he is immensely qualified for the position, but that he, Senator Tester, had mixed emotions because Baucus has been such a personal mentor to him.
So then Senator Baucus read his statement.
Yes, and he began by saying his fascination with China goes back 50 years to his college days at Stanford when he hitchhiked around the world, including in China. And Baucus said if he is confirmed, he has two overarching goals.
First, to develop our economic relationship with China in a way that benefits American businesses and workers. And second, to partner with China as it emerges as a global power, encourage it to act responsibly in resolving international disputes, respecting human rights, and protecting the environment.
And he went on, Ed, to say he would also push China to behave responsibly in cyberspace and to get them to press North Korea to denuclearize.
And pressing China on human rights issues, that's, of course, been a long-term foreign policy goal.
It has, and Senator Baucus went on in his statement to reiterate his commitment to that.
If confirmed, I will urge China's leaders to protect the universal human rights and the freedoms of all its citizens, including ethnic and religious minorities. I'll call on Chinese authorities to reduce tensions in Tibet and Xinjiang, and restart substantive talks with the Dalai Lama or his representatives without preconditions.
Ed, it should be pointed out that previous ambassadors have also committed to this, but of course it's much easier said than done.
Sally, could you get a sense for the senator's enthusiasm for his new job?
Well, Ed, he seems to both understand the importance of this new role and to relish the opportunity.
Later this week, Chinese and other communities around the world will celebrate the start of the Lunar New Year. It will mark a time of renewal, of new beginnings. The opportunity to serve as ambassador will mark a new beginning for me as well. And if confirmed, I'll strive to strengthen the U.S.-China relationship for the benefit of our two countries and the world.
And alternately, how about the enthusiasm of the members of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee about this appointment?
All on board, I'd say. The Democratic members of the committee, as you would expect, were glowing and supportive. The Republican members were too, but that support also came with some recommendations.
Yes, yeah, such as?
Well, for example, Senator Bob Corker of Tennessee, the ranking minority member of the committee, urged Senator Baucus to be an independent ambassador and not let the Obama administration dictate to him.
I don't think you're the type of person to take direction from some 25-year-old at the White House calling you and telling you what to do, which I know oftentimes happens in these positions.
To which Senator Baucus replied and reminded Senator Corker that he is, quote, part of a team.
The administration has stated it wants to make a new commitment to its relations with Asia, including China.
Well, that's true, but it's true some Republicans, including committee member John McCain of Arizona, remain very suspicious of China, and he urged Senator Baucus not to buy into the notion that increased economic opportunities are going to solve all our problems with that country.
This isn't a matter of they're proud as we are proud. This isn't a matter of they want to keep their job. This is a matter of a rising threat or challenge to peace and security in Asia.
But even with those caveats, this was a friendly hearing?
It was, Ed, although toward the end, Republican Senator John Barrasso of Wyoming injected some politics into it when he asked Senator Baucus if he had discussed who his successor in the Senate might be with Governor Steve Bullock, who will, of course, appoint his successor, or with Jim Messina, President Obama's former campaign manager. And Baucus said in both cases he had not.
Okay, so now what happens?
Well, the Senate Foreign Relations Committee will vote whether to approve his confirmation, and the sense is that that's a done deal. Then it goes to the full Senate, where it's also expected to be easily approved, and that could happen as soon as the end of this week or next week, but it will be soon.
That's News Director Sally Mock speaking to us from Washington, D.C. on this morning's Senate confirmation hearing on Senator Max Baucus' nomination to be the next ambassador to China. Sally, thank you.
Thank you, Ed.